Don, can I talk to you about the docking latch?
Right here.
You all set? Or you want me to wait a minute?
No, go ahead.
Okay, you remember we told you at the time we docked that we had a number 10 that didn't look like it had stroke quite the same as the others, but the lock was over the rim?
Right.
You weren't on board at the time, that's right. We were talking to Gordy, but that
right.
was one of the things we reported. And the plate that goes over the bungee fairing is cocked slightly. And now that we've got everything cleaned out of the tunnel and can look in here, it's real obvious that the bungee hasn't fired completely. It's down. The top of the bungee is recessed about a half of an inch down. It looks like it just hadn't triggered. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking at the latch, and by golly, I can see between the latch and the tunnel ring. So it didn't even pull down against that. And I really... obviously, I don't have any concern for it, except I've never seen one that looked just like this. And I was going to go ahead and re-cock it and fire it again and see how that worked with a manual trigger. But I got thinking maybe it's best to let you folks think about it. The main thing I want to do is make sure it's not a problem in unlatching it when the time comes.
Roger, stand by. Casper, we got all the data we need, and we're going to take a look at it. We do not want you to recock and fire the thing manually, and we'll get back to you later.
Okay.